Jeremy Hess on today. He is the Director of Economic Development for the Greater Burlington Partnership. And in a world which everything seems to be, I was just doing the community calendar, talking about all of the things that, you know, I said, really, I can't really, I printed this out or I posted this stuff online and all of that thing, but I really don't think any of them are actually going on if it's a group activity. But, Jeremy, I think, you know, separating some of the fact and some of the fiction and understanding what you can do and can't do during the COVID-19 crisis, this is a, we're in no man's land. I don't think anybody's really been through this type of situation, or most people certainly have not been almost a wartime situation, isn't it, Jeremy?
It is a crazy time that we're living in, and it is certainly the world is upside down, and it's very, very strange. I mean, obviously, if there was an event that was on the calendar, it is no longer on the calendar for the most part, and so. Obviously, I think most people get that. They know that so many things have been shut down. And so, you know, one of the main things I want to keep stressing to our folks out there is that, you know, do follow the recommendations of our city leaders, our state leaders, federal folks, and so forth. You know, Americans, we're independent. I don't like to be told what to do and what not to do and so forth. I get it. But look, we can weather this storm for 30 days, 45 days, or whatever, but if we get this wrong and people just thumb their nose at this and we go 18 months or a year, we're in big doo-doo.
We had a situation, a story out of Florida. A lot of spring breakers down there in Fort Lauderdale and whatever, just basically ignoring the advice of all the people and saying and thumbing their noses, so to speak. And what we're seeing also is a lot of these spring breakers, a lot of the millennials are the ones who are getting
carrying
sick
it,
because they're thinking that they're impervious.
Yeah, then they take it to grandpa, and then grandpa gets sick and goes on a ventilator and takes up a bed, and so the snowball continues. So we don't want to delve into
all
that.
Right. So let's talk about what are all the good things you can do. One is certainly personal hygiene. Do wash your hands and do all of the things and do social distancing.
Absolutely.
And I just had an elbow.
We did
pump.
The elbow, yeah, thing. You can do the shake a laker or whatever it's called, but you know, just follow the recommendations.
Okay,
wash your hands and so forth. Don't go running to the grocery store and run out with 28 packages of toilet paper and
where
you know,
are you going to find? You're not going to find 28 packages of toilet paper.
We've already talked about it. It's upper respiratory. It's not anywhere else.
Yeah.
So anyway, but look, there's a lot of things that we can do to help our, you know, we do have a great community. We've got good community spirit. So I just want to encourage people, be a cheerleader to you to, you know, if your family can do it one time a week, order from our local restaurants. They'll do curbside, they'll do delivery, they'll do takeout, whatever it is. If you go to the Greater Burlington website, greaterburlington.com, they've put together a great list or on social media of all the restaurants, their phone numbers, the link to their menu, and those who are delivering and curbside and so forth. So, you know, if we all did that, I can't do that every night of the week, but if you did it and I did it and everybody did it once a week,
you know what?
Help get our folks through this.
And the other thing you can do is if you're getting delivery from some of these places, a lot of them offer that. If you're doing delivery, make that tip a generous tip because a lot of these places a lot of the wait staff is now doing deliveries. A lot of them are doing the curbside. So tip well, tip generously if you possibly can. And the other thing is small businesses. I had John Billups on. John Billups, he's been a small business owner before. And he was talking about, you know, this affects all small businesses particularly hard. So find a way to try to buy as much as you can from
the small business.
Yeah, support
them, man. Get a gift card. Do something. Look, we have worked so hard as a community to have the variety of stores, shops, and restaurants that we have, and we love it here. I mean, we really are blessed with a great variety of things, and we need these businesses around on the backside of this thing. And so you can do your part to help by shopping, getting a meal out, doing a tip, check on a neighbor, go check on a neighbor, call them, do those kinds of things. Be kind, be decent to people and so forth. I do want to make sure that we do know for, you know, I checked with, most of our manufacturers and industry, most of them right now, so far so good, is where they're kind of at as far as, but as schools continue to close and, you know, daycare situations get worked out or whatever, they are a little bit worried about staffing levels and so forth. And so on our, website, greaterburlington.com, if you go /COVID-19, there's really I won't say exhaustive, but a very comprehensive listing of things that if you suddenly find yourself unemployed or they had to lay you off, there's information there on how you can go about receiving unemployment benefits. They've waived a lot of the requirements. We have information for employers. Most of this unemployment insurance is not hitting, being charged back to the employer during these crisis times. So on that COVID-19 page, there's all kinds of resources for small business, large business, and we're continuing to update that as these things roll out.
And the news is changing day by day. I know that all internet providers are basically offering, hey, they're waiving any late fees or waiving, and a lot of them are providing free internet in particularly hard hit areas, so that people can stay online and work from home if they can. The other thing is that I've seen that virtually all of the utilities companies are also waiving any late fees and any mispayment time.
Terminations
and those sorts of things because of the fact. I did notice, I walked, yesterday I just happened to stroll on down. I was just going to stroll into the bank. I had some business to do, and the banks are encouraging you to use their drive-through and or online activity and or ATMs. Basically, if you need to go to the bank to do some business, a little more detailed business, just call ahead and get an appointment. But that's true pretty much for everybody.
It's going to be interesting on the backside of this thing, what changes happen that are almost permanent. I mean, we're finding out about all kinds of meetings that we don't technically need to have face to face, all those kinds of things. But look, we're in the midst of this thing. We're a great community. Just continue to pull together, shop local, support one another, be kind, check on friends. We can do this. We'll be okay. But for Pete's sake, follow the recommendations and take care of yourself and stay home if you can, so that we can get past this quickly rather than some kind of a long-term issue.
And you can find out more information by going to greaterburlington.com. Is that right?
Absolutely. greaterburlington.com/COVID-19 for all that. And listen, community, we got this. We can do it.
We can do it, and we will be better. We will be a better community because if we all work together, we will all be able to get through it together. Jeremy, thanks for dropping by. Well, I really face-to-face kind of thing. I'm one of the few that actually gets to do face-to-face stuff.
Yeah, this
with
is
people.
Great. Yeah, I could have called in, but it's always better to be in here. And so we appreciate all that you're doing here and keeping our residents informed.